Dirt is being moved for the new Williston Airport, and later this month, bids will be taken for the new runway, and construction of the terminal will begin later this year. State Aeronautics Director Kyle Warner.
Later this month, we're going to be taking the bids for the primary runway construction, so we're hopeful that we get good construction prices. And we'll be moving forward with that project later this year and going into next year. So we'll be actually starting the paving. The terminal building will actually start construction later this year. And everything is really coming together. It's a very large project. There's a lot of people working on it. But the goal is still to open that new airport in fall of 2019.
It's a $265 million project. Warner says the passenger numbers will support the new airport.
When you look at 2014 and 2015, they were over 100,000 passengers for their year. Historically, if you go back, previous 10, 11, 12 years ago, they were looking at 8,000 to 10,000 a year. And so at the peak, they were, over 10 times higher than historically they have been. And the numbers you're looking at, even this year, we're still looking at the 65,000 to 70,000 annual enplanements.
Warner also says the new facility should continue to spur traffic in Williston.
The extended runway that we're planning and the infrastructure improvements that they're looking at will allow other airlines to come in, larger aircraft beyond the 50-seat aircraft that are also coming in, and open airlines such as Allegiant to come into that community too. So when you all of a sudden are faced with the opportunity to potentially have a competitor airline come in and also new destinations such as Vegas or Phoenix, which are two popular destinations for our citizens in North Dakota, that definitely opens up the possibility for some large growth in employment numbers there as well.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.